driving, puts it. And Mariah Davis with two, and that makes it Coastal Bend 12, Blinn 11. We're down under a minute to go here in the first quarter. As both teams reach the double digits. And shot up and missing. That was Jalissa King who put that one up for Coastal Bend. Now the Bucks going back the other way. Davis drives it, puts up the shot, misses, but she's going to draw the foul. And let's see who the foul is going to be on. That's going to be on Brianna Barnes. That's her second. And it will send Mariah Davis to the free throw line. Davis, a 5'8 freshman out of Cedar Park, Texas. Over there in the Austin area. And her first free throw is up and in. That'll give her 3 points. And one more free throw coming. And she misses the second one, but she does manage to tie it at 12 apiece. And we're down to 30 seconds. Twine passes the ball back out. And a three-pointer there by Brianna Barnes. And now Blinn will get the last shot, 15 seconds. And down to 10. And Davis gets it over to Houston. Inside and shot up and missed. And we get a foul called with 0.1 seconds left on the clock. Foul is going to be called on Amaya Weathersby. That's her first. So basically, all Coastal Bend's going to have to do is just throw it in. They're not going to. No time to get a shot off there. And so that is the end of the first quarter with our score, the Coastal Bend Cougars 15 and the Blinn Buccaneers 12. We'll be back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
All right, as we come back here, we're ready to start the second quarter. Coastal Bend leading the Blinn Buccaneer women 15-12. And it is Mahalia Twine with the basketball for Coastal Bend. Cougars getting the ball here to start the second quarter. Over to Perez. And lose the ball. And they're going to say it was off of one of the Buccaneers. And so Coastal Bend will maintain possession. Flying with the inbounds pass, and as it's stolen away there by J.C. Campbell. Campbell running the link, lays it up and in for two. And J.C. Campbell with 4 points in the game now. And it makes it 15-14, a one-point game. And Mitchell back the other way for Coastal Bend. Gives it to Barnes. Barnes driving. Back out to Mitchell. Mitchell stops, puts up a little jumper, and misses. And out of bounds, are going to say it went off of one of the Buccaneers. And so Coastal Bend will retain possession. Twine will throw it in. Inbound pass to Mitchell. Mitchell being guarded there by LeCompte. And a whistle. And let's see who the foul's going to be on. That is going to be on LeCompte. That'll be her first. Just the second foul called on the Bucks in the game so far. And a bounce pass to Barnes. And out to Perez. Perez being guarded by Campbell. Going to fire up a three. Rim Rattler won't go. And Buccaneers come down with a rebound. LeCompte bringing the ball up the court. They work it around. Back out to Campbell. And now it's Houston driving. Now back out to Campbell. Campbell for a three. And J.C. Campbell now with 7 points in the game, leading the Bucks. And it's 17-15. Lynn with 5 points here to start off the second quarter. And they have retaken the lead. And Eric pass by Twine ends up at the Buccaneer bench. And so Lynn will get the ball back. And checking back into the game for the Cougars is Malaya Sweats. And Bucks bring the ball up the court. Going inside. Now back out to LeCompte. And we're going to get a foul call on the Cougars. And that one's going to be number 14, Malaya Sweats. That'll be her first. And that is going to send Cynthia LeCompte to the free throw line. LeCompte, second year with the Buccaneers, came off the bench last year but has moved into the starter's role this season. And she hits the first free throw. That'll be her first point of the night. 5'9", sophomore to Mont Belvieu, Texas. That's Barbers Hill. And she hits the second one. And it makes it 19-15. 8 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Bucks lead it, as we said, 19-15. Driving the lane, and Barnes misses the shot. Rebound for the Buccaneers. And a bit driving, putting up the shot and missing is Chloe Williams, who's in the game now. And we get a whistle. And a foul call on the Cougars. And that is going to be on Brianna Barnes. And already for Barnes, that's her third foul. And so she's going to have to come out. Or, well, put it this way. For me, it's three fouls should come out, but they're leaving her in. And so Blinn, I'd run right at her. And Spencer tried to stop. She was trying to get a shot off and just one step too many and gets called for traveling. And so the Cougars will take the ball back. We got 7:38 left to play until halftime. Glad you could be with us here on a Wednesday night from the Cruzy Center. And Joseph Ben, nice double team there by the Bucks, and Perez fires up a three-pointer, misses, and coming away with a rebound is Weathersby. And Campbell with a thought about a three, going to come inside, puts up a jumper, misses, and rebound, and now Campbell going to fire up a three, and she hits it. And J.C. Campbell now with 10 points here in the early going, and the Bucks lead it 22-15. With 6:55 left to play here in the second quarter. And Cougars not taking care of the ball there. Errant pass ends up once again in the Buccaneer bench. And so it'll be Blinn basketball. Blinn under the watchful eye of head coach Jeff Jenkins, who's been here, I don't remember the exact number, but I know it's 20-plus years here. And always seems to put out a winner every single year, including multiple trips to the national championship tournament. And meanwhile, jumper there by Spencer misses. Rebound. And Twine passes over to Mitchell. Mitchell drives the lane, being guarded by Campbell. Puts up a shot, misses. A rebound taken by Buccaneers. And passes over to Campbell. Campbell driving. And she's going to pass the ball off. Now back to Campbell. And working over to Houston. And now Davis. And back to Campbell inside. And now Davis is going to fire up a three. And she knocks it down. And Mariah Davis now with 6 points. And makes it 25-15. And we get a timeout call on the court. And let's see. It's going to be a full timeout, or a media timeout. And so we'll take it with them. And be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
All right, as we come back here to the Cruzy Center, Blinn leading at 25-15. Bucks currently on a 13-0 run here to start the second quarter. And in the hands of Perez, shot up and missed. Blinn coming away with a rebound. Taylor Spencer bringing it up the court. And she'll go to Davis. And now driving the lane back out to Spencer. Spencer going to fire up a three just short. And she's going to get her own long rebound there. Three-pointer. And that time Mariah Houston knocking it down. And the Bucks lead it 28-15. And we reached that 5-minute mark, so we're halfway through this second quarter. Don't forget, still to come tonight, we got the Blinn Buccaneer men taking on the Coastal Bend men. And that's scheduled for a 7:30 start time. And turnaround jumper for Coastal Bend, missed by Malaya Sweats. Blinn with a rebound. And up ahead to Spencer. Spencer over to Chloe Williams. And ball stolen away, but on the steal. Coastal Bend called for traveling. Or did they call Blinn for traveling on the... I guess they called the Bucks for traveling on the steal attempt. And so the ball will belong to Coastal Bend. And Jada Mitchell checks back in. She'll pass over to Barnes. Barnes working it slowly up the court. Being guarded by Houston. And trying to get that one, slam that one off of Davis. And we're going to get a foul called here against the Buccaneers. It is going to be on Mariah Davis. And that'll be her first. Blinn with a 28-15 lead, 4:20. And going to get a turnover. She was trying to pass and stepped on the line. And so, Buccaneers with the basketball. Blinn bringing the ball up the court. Mariah Houston. Driving lane, passes back out to Spencer. And over, and Mariah Davis launches a three, misses. And Blinn came away with the rebound. And Spencer in the corner thought about a three, now going to drive. Passes back out to Houston. Houston going to fire up a three, misses. And goes to Ben, and we got a tussle for the rebound on the floor, and it's going to be a jump ball, and it will belong to the Bucks. There's a Blimmel inbound ball underneath their own basket. Pass goes to Spencer. Inside, and she was trying to... Wow. She was trying to go inside there to Phoenix Sneed. And Sneed unable to hold on to it. And then when she went to the ground, she actually had... It looked like she got her head stomped on, but she was able to pop right back up. No call by the officials, of course. And now went with the basketball once again. Over to Sneed. Sneed driving the lane. And she's going to get bumped there. I think that's going to be on Sweats. And if so, that is... Let's see. It is on her. And that's her second foul. And so now Blinn with the basketball once again with 3:14 left to go. Inbound pass to Spencer. Over to Campbell. Campbell driving the lane back out to Spencer. Spencer spots up for a three and she knocks it down. Taylor Spencer now with 8 points in the game and the Bucks lead at 31-15. Coastal Bend still looking for their first basket here in the second quarter. It has been all Blinn. They're on a 19-0 run here. And shot is put up by Sweats, misses. Knocked out of bounds. And who are they going to say it went out on? Man, I believe it's going to be Blinn basketball. Spencer, and pass the ball off. Campbell, and now over to Davis. Going inside to Sneed. And jump ball, so that one will belong to Coastal Bend. Mitchell bringing the ball up the court. Now passing the ball off to Howard. Howard to Mitchell. Inside to Sweats. Sweats puts up the shot, misses, and a rebound by Blinn. And then Blinn nearly lost the ball out of bounds, but luckily Spencer was able to save it. And in the corner, Campbell for three, misses. And that one is going to go out of bounds. And so the ball will belong to Coastal Bend. That'll stop the clock with a minute 47 left to go until halftime. Mitchell bringing the ball up the court. Gives the ball to Barnes. Barnes over to King. King fires up three, and she hits it. First basket of the quarter for Coastal Bend, and that'll make it 31-18. Back the other way, and a three-pointer by Mariah Davis. And gives Davis now 9 points in the game. And it's 34-18, Buccaneers. Down to 1:10 left to go here in the quarter. Driving the lane, putting up the shot, and missing is Howard. Blinn back the other way. And in the corner, they pass the ball back out. And three-pointer for Campbell. And Campbell now with 13 points in the game. And Bucks lead it 37-18. Down to 40 seconds left to go until halftime. Coastal Bend. Twine driving on Campbell. Puts up a shot up and in for two. Twine with her first basket makes it 37-20. And so with 26 seconds left, Blinn can play for the last shot here. And out to Campbell. And now let's give it to Chloe Williams. Steen trying to set a pick there. Out to Spencer. And 7 seconds left. Spencer puts it up and in for two. And it gives Spencer 10 points. And that is the end of the first half of play. And the Bucks will go in the locker room at halftime, leading this one 39-20. And we'll be back with a halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stagett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771. WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com. For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank, local, friendly, mobile.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
All right, as we come back here to the Cruzy Center on the Blinn College Brenham, Texas campus, Doug Brown with you here on a Wednesday night as the Blinn Buccaneer women leading the Coastal Bend Cougars by a score of 39-20. And, boy, a tale of two quarters here as Coastal Bend was actually leading this thing after the first quarter, 15-12. But then the Bucks come back leading it 27-5, or outscored them 27-5 there in that second quarter. So great effort there by Blinn. Leading scorer for the Bucks right now, J.C. Campbell. She's got 13 points. Also Taylor Spencer with 10 points. And you got Mariah Davis with 9 points. And then Mariah Houston with 3. And you also Maya Weathersby and Cynthia LeCompte with 2 points each. Bucks do a good job of staying out of foul trouble that first half. Cynthia LeCompte with just 1. Maya Weathersby with 1. And Mariah Davis with 1. That's what it was actually... pretty clean first half for the most part. Not a whole lot of fouls as we've seen in some of the games that have been going on around here. Meanwhile, for Coastal Bend, their leading scorer is Leanne Sanchez-Perez with 8 points. And then you got Jalissa King and Brianna Barnes with 3 points apiece. And then Mahalia Twine, Aquarius Howard, and Malaya Switz with 2 points apiece. Barnes, the most foul trouble of either team tonight. She's got 3 fouls. Sweat with 2 fouls. And then you got Howard and King with 1 apiece. And so that's kind of where we stand here at the half. And for Blinn, I think the main thing is just staying the course here. The playing after kind of a rough start. They came back and played really well on defense. and then was just bombs away when they started hitting those three-pointers. And if they can do that again here in the second half, they're going to make it a quick night for this one. And also found out from our good friend Brandon Collin, who is the assistant athletic director here at Blinn, this is going to be the last time that these two teams will meet here in this facility. Unfortunately, I guess, due to economics of the situation, that after tonight, after this season, that Coastal Bend is going to be dropping their basketball programs, both on the men's side and the women's side, which is a shame. Was one fewer opponent, but especially on the men's side, they've, we'll talk about that a little more in the men's. When we get to the men's side, but their men's program has actually been doing pretty well here, or had been improving, and the program's come a long way since I remember back when they first started up. They were pretty much, they didn't have any scholarship athletes, and were just having to take whatever they can get to fill out a roster, and since then they've been able to put in a few pretty good athletes through there. Success has been kind of hit and miss, but anytime you see a school have to drop athletic programs, it's never a good thing. But we wish them well in their future endeavors. And meantime, we've got more basketball on the way. We're going to take another break and be back with more of the halftime report. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskant Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, called to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Plans and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care. 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, it is the Blinn Buccaneer women leading Coastal Bend 39-20. We're here at the half. Doug Brown with you on KWHI 1280 AM, K269GU 101.7 FM. And see if we can pull up the standings real quick here for you. And right now, for Region 14, currently it is Trinity Valley is in first place. Then you got Tyler in second. Blinn is in third place. then followed by Kilgore and Paris, Panola, Angelina, and, well, this year, Coastal Bend bringing up the rear in the standings. And that is where we stand right now. Glenn coming this one, they're 12-7 overall and 4-1 in conference play. And meanwhile, Coastal Bend, whoops, wrong one. Coastal Bend coming in this one, they're 2-18 overall and 0-5 in conference play. So they've had a really rough season. And so Glenn trying to get through this one and make it an easy night. And then they will be on, they'll be back here. I forget who they're playing, but they're back here on Saturday for a 2 o'clock game. And meanwhile, still to come tonight, we got the Buccaneer men's game. That is going to take place about roughly 20 minutes after this one concludes. Tentatively scheduled for 7:30. And we'll see how the second half goes between the Bucks and Coastal Bend. We're going to take one more break and be back with the second half after we hear Glenn leading it right now 39-20. Back with a second half of play after we hear another 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels. Trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barndominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Yum Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full-service farming and ranching supply since 1992.
All right, and we're ready to start the second half of play. Glenn Buccaneers leading the Coastal Bend College Cougars 39-20. And so we are set. By the way, some of you might be wondering on the public address tonight, that is our Glenn volleyball coach, Greg White, is filling in for yours truly since I'm up here on the radio side tonight. And appreciate him stepping in for that. Meanwhile, Glenn will start things off. And it's a shot put up and missed by Weathersby. And a quick foul call already. And it's going to be called on Jada Mitchell. That'll be her first. And so Amaya Weathersby at the free throw line. Weatherby, a 6-foot freshman out of A-Leaf. And she misses the free throw. And ends up missing them both. And Coastal Bend comes down with a rebound. As you're looking at your radio dial now for the second half, it'll be switched. Coastal Bend will be going left to right. Glenn right to left. And Mahalia Twine with her first basket of the second half. Makes it 39-22. And Glenn back the other way. And Spencer with the basketball. Goes cross-court pass. Three-pointer attempt by Williams. And that one's out of bounds. Actually, that was Houston going for the three there. And Perez with the inbound pass to Twine. Twine bringing the ball up to court. And Perez with the basketball being guarded by Campbell. Over to Mitchell. Mitchell going to fire up a three. She misses. And rebound by LeComp. Gamble bringing the ball up the court. And three-pointer by Mariah Houston. She misses. And we tried the fast break. Ball stolen away by the Bucks. And in the corner, Campbell going to fire up a three. And just misses. Rattled the rim and just couldn't get it to fall. And now back come the Cougars. And reaching in is Weathersby, and I think they're going to get her for a foul there. They're trying to knock the ball away from Sweats. And, yeah, that is on Weathersby. That's her second foul. And now Weathersby going out and checking into the game as air ball misses. And Sneed back in for the Bucks. And in the corner, three-pointer in. Mariah Houston brings it home. And the Bucks increase their lead to 20 points. It's 42-22. 7:51 left to play here in the third quarter. And Perez with a basketball. Being guarded by Campbell. They give it to Mitchell. And Mitchell up and in for two. Jada Mitchell with her first basket. Or excuse me, correct. Samaya Marr is in the game now. I thought it was Steve, but that's Samaya Marr in there. My apologies. And they're working around to Campbell. Campbell has the ball stolen away by Mitchell. Now in the hands of Twine. Fast break by Coastal Bend. Twine flings it up in the basket and managed to draw a foul call. And it's going to be on Taylor Spencer. That'll be her first foul. And Mahalia Twine to the free throw line. Hey, that rhymed. And Twine. Oh, Lefty on the shot up there and puts it up and in. Twine, a 5'7 freshman out of Huntsville. And puts that one up and in for two. That'll give her 6 points. So the chances are probably pretty good. She played against the Brenham Cubettes last year. And now Blinn with the basketball. Campbell, top of the key. Over to Spencer. Spencer thought about a three. Over to Campbell. And now back up top. Working in. Campbell wide open. Knocks down the three. And Jason Campbell now with 16 points. Makes it 45-26 Buccaneers with 6:40 left to play here in the third quarter. And Perez from the top of the key misses. Bucks come away with a rebound. That is Mariah Houston. And working around to Spencer. Spencer driving. Turnaround. She's going to hold on and pass it out. Houston for three. And won't go. Look out for the rebound. And now Campbell going to fire up a three. Misses. And rebound. And Marr put it up and missed, and now back the other way goes Coastal Bend. They missed the shot. And now it's Spencer coming away with a rebound. And Mitchell will steal the basketball back for Coastal Bend. Now going inside to Sweats. Sweats puts up the shot and misses. And a rebound by Marr. Went back the other way. Houston back out to Campbell. Campbell thought about another three, but passes the ball out to Spencer. Spencer drives and then had the ball temporarily knocked away, but she was able to get it back. And now Blinn working around to LeComp. Back out. And a three-pointer by Houston just short. And Switzer comes away with a rebound. And now it's the Cougars with a basketball. And ball stolen away by Marr. Samaya Marr goes coast to coast, puts up a shot, misses. Rebound and up and in. Cynthia LeCompte sinks it, and that gives her 4 points in the game. It's now 47-26. Buccaneers win the lead. We're down to 4:47. And Coastal Bend calling the timeout. And it will be also be our first media timeout of the second half. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports brand.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown, too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy, for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
And as we come back here, apparently there was a technical foul called during the while we were away, and Jaya Gradney took the two free throws and sank them both. And so Bucks will retain possession. It's now 49-26. Gradney will push the ball off, and now it's Mariah Davis. And shot up and in for two. Let's see, that was Chloe Williams with the basket, her first of the night. 51-26 Buccaneers with 4:20 left to go. Mitchell drives, tried to pass off, and we're going to get a foul call. And Mariah Davis with the foul, that'll be her second. And Cougars with the basketball, sweats in the corner. King, and over to Anaya Robinson, who's back in the game. And back over to Davis. And over to Gradney. Back to Davis. Davis going to fire up a three, misses. And rebound by Coastal Bend. And Barnes bringing the ball up for the Cougars. Gives it over to Robinson. Robinson passes the ball back out. The three-pointer off the mark there for King. And coming down with it for Blinn. That was Trina Franklin, who's in the game now. And ball goes out of bounds. And I think it's still going to be Buccaneer basketball. Clock stops with 3:29 to go here in the third quarter. And a little consultation by the referees. And now they're going over to the scores table. And inbounds pass. The ball knocked away from Davis. Perez coming in there, flying in, and blocked the shot out of bounds. So still remain Blinn basketball. And inbounds pass. And back out to Gradney, over to Franklin. To Davis, and a three-pointer attempt. Just short by Williams. And we're going to get a foul called against the Bucks offensively. That's going to be on Trina Franklin, her first. And Robinson with the basketball. And back up top to Barnes. Barnes to King. King going to fire up a three, and she hits it. Jaleesa King with her second three-pointer of the night. And that will get, that'll make her, give her 6 points and make it 51-29. Bucks still with a big lead. And three-pointer by Mariah Davis. She hits that one. And now Davis with 12 points. It's 54-29 Bucks. Mitchell out to Barnes. Barnes for three, and Barnes hits a three-pointer. Barnes now with 6 points, and 54-32. Bucks still maintaining, though, a 22-point lead. 2:20 to go. We keep the barrage going. Raining threes. And Davis drives the lane. Tries to put up the shot and gets it blocked. And they're going to get a foul call on, or are they just going to say Franklin blocked it out of bounds? No signal. I guess they're just going to say she blocked it out of bounds. Although it looked to me like there was a little contact in there. Inbound, and Davis going to fire up a three again. Misses. And a rebound by Coastal Bend. And they get it to Robinson. Robinson drives, passes the ball back out to Mitchell. Back to Robinson. Robinson going to put up a three. She misses. And rebound for the Buccaneers. And we're going to get a foul on the court. And we're going to call. That is going to be called on Juice Ford. That'll be her first. And that is going to send Anaya Robinson to the free throw line. Robinson, 5'2", sophomore out of Mont Belvieu, which is Barbers Hill High School. Now we got a referee conference here. And they're talking it over. Guess maybe trying to figure out if it was a shooting foul or not. That would be the only thing I could think of. And Robinson puts up the shot up and in. She'll get one more opportunity. And she was short on the second one. And Bucks come away with a rebound. Glenn leading at 54-33. Loose ball on the court. And Robinson comes away with it. And we're going to get a whistle here. Now what's the call? And so it's, whatever it was calling as Glenn. And so, Coastal Bend retains possession. We're down to a minute and a half left to play here in quarter number three. Don't forget, we still got the men's game going coming up later on. And shot is missed. Rebound by the Bucks. Out to Campbell. Campbell fires up a three, misses. And Mitchell comes away with a rebound for the Cougars. And Mitchell over to Robinson. Down in less than a minute. Robinson fires up a three, misses. And Bucks come away with a rebound. Campbell up ahead to Houston. Houston pulls back out. And Ford. They got a call for Travis. She got bumped, dude. Come on, ref. I'm up here in the nosebleeds, and even I could see that. And no call there. And so Cougars with the inbound pass. Got 40 seconds left. Robinson drives the lane, puts a shot, misses, and rebound for the Bucks. Spencer with a Taylor Spencer back in, passed the ball off, Juice Ford. Back to Spencer. And they're going to let the shot run all the way down. And took it back out to Campbell. And Houston going to fire up a three just short. And Cougars come down with a rebound. And that is going to be the end of the third quarter with our score. The Blinton Buccaneers 54 and the Coastal Bend Cougars 33. Back with quarter number four after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
All right, we are down to the final 10 minutes of play as we start the fourth quarter. Blinn leading Coastal Bend 54-33. Cougars with the basketball to start the quarter. Barnes puts up the shot and it went in. And with the foul, that'll give her a chance to go to the free throw line for a three-point play the old-fashioned way. And foul's going to be called on Taylor Spencer. For Taylor, that's her second. And Barnes misses the free throw. Went back the other way in the corner to Houston. Now back up top, LeCompte for three, misses. And rebound taken by King. They go to Robinson. Robinson bringing the ball up the court for the Cougars. Inside and swats up and in for two. And we get a foul call. The inbounds pass was coming to Mariah Houston. And I'm going to call that one on Jalissa King. That'll be her second. And so now Blinn with the inbound pass. Campbell over to Houston. Houston back out top. Campbell over to LeCompte. And LeCompte over to Spencer, going inside to Weathersby. And Weathersby trying to get a shot off. She's got a bunch of hands on her, no call. And jumper and up and in for two goes Jesse Campbell. Campbell now with 18 in the game. And the Bucks lead it 56-37. We have 8:35 left to play. And back the other way for Coastal Bend. And Robinson fires up a three, misses. Blinn wants to run with it. And they're looking in the corner. Spencer thought about a three. Now she's going to drive the lane. Back out to Campbell. And now another three-pointer attempt. This one was taken. And layup misses. And rebound Weathersby up and in for two. And Bucks lead at 58-37. King with the basketball being guarded by Campbell. And bad pass there by the Cougars. Ends up going out of bounds. It'll be Buccaneer basketball. Clock stops with 7:42 left to play. And when bringing the ball up the court, it is Mariah Houston over to Taylor Spencer. Spencer back out top. They're working around back to Houston. Inside to Campbell, cutting to the basket. Campbell puts it up in for two. And J.C. Campbell now with 20 points in the game. And it's Blinn 60, Coastal Bend 37. And Coastal Bend tried to pull it up. And missed the shot. Blinn back the other way. And in the corner, Campbell with a jump baseline jumper up and in for two. J.C. Campbell with 22 points now. He's been on a roll here tonight. And that one knocked out of bounds. Blinn leads it 62-37. 25-point cushion with 6:47 left to play. Yeah, I think we might see Coach Jenkins start bringing some of his bench players back in here shortly. With this one seemingly in the bag. Inbound pass for Coastal Bend over to Twine. And ball is stolen away by Houston. Houston gives it to Spencer. Spencer going to fire up three, and she knocks it home. And Spencer now with 13 points in the game. And it's 65-37. And Cougars with the basketball. Perez over to Twine. Now to Sweats. Sweats turnaround jumper. Puts it up and in for two. Banked it off the glass. And she's now got 6 points. And it's 65-39. And Bucks going inside. And put the shot up and in for two is Phoenix Sneed. And for Phoenix, that's her first basket of the night. Sneed, a 5'10 freshman out of Houston. And back the other way, Mitchell bringing up the Coastal Bend. Gives it over to Aquarius Howard. Now back to Twine. Twine over to Sweats. Sweats turns around. Jumper puts it up. This is a rebound by Twine. Twine drives, puts up the shot, misses, and we're going to get a foul called. And foul call on Mariah Houston. That'll be her first. And for Blinn, you're going to get Trina Franklin checking in along with Jaya Gradney. And also, looking to see who else checked in. And I think Chloe Williams back in as well. And Twine misses the first shot. Hits the second one, though. And that'll make it 67-40. Blinn with a 27-point lead. We've got 5:08 left to play. And the inbound pass to Davis. Back over to Franklin. Back to Davis. And now they get up ahead to Gradney. And now this is off to Williams. Williams, a little floater, up and in for two. And Chloe now with 4 points on the night. Makes it 69-40 with 4:40 left to play. And driving the lane, Twine puts up the shot. Got her own basket back. made it in. Now it's 69-42. And Phoenix Sneed now with 2 points there. Gives her four, and it's 71-42 Bucks. And Sneed will pass the ball off, or excuse me, give it over to Perez. Perez driving, puts up the shot, misses, and we're going to get a foul call. That's on Mariah Davis. That'll be her third, and it's immediate timeout on the court. So we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh-cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham. Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Vasquez Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
And as we come back here, Leanne Sanchez Perez with a free throw, and she makes it. And she hits them both. Because they're 10 points on the night and makes it 71-44. Blinn leading Coastal Bend with 3:55 left to play here in the fourth quarter. And for the Bucks is Jaya Gradney driving. Puts up the shot and misses. And that one is out of bounds. It will remain Buck ball and went off of one of the Coastal Bend players. And inbounds pass over to Phoenix Sneed. Sneed drives the lane, puts up the shot, and draws the foul. And Aquarius Howard is the culprit there, and that'll be her second foul. I'll put Phoenix Sneed at the line. And Sneed misses the first shot. Sneed with 4 points so far tonight. 5'10 freshman out of Houston. And she does hit the second one, so they'll give her five on the night. And increase the Blinn lead to 72-44 with 3:35 to play. Twine bringing the ball up the court for Coastal Bend. And passes over to Perez. Perez being guarded by Davis. Drives the lane, puts up the shot, up and in for two. And Leanne Sanchez-Perez with 12 points tonight. She's the leading scorer for the Cougars. And Blinn up ahead, and Phoenix Steve up and in for two. Gives her 7 points off that Buccaneer bench tonight with 3 minutes to go. Twine. Trying to find an open teammate. Good defense by Blinn. Finally finds Howard. And ball gets knocked out of bounds by the Bucks. So Coastal Bend will retain possession. We have 2:47 left to play in the game. And then we'll have to check and see on the Bucks if they're going to still wait till 7:30 or the men's game if they're going to still wait till 7:30 or not going to start early. An inbound pass to Mitchell. That one blocked out of bounds by Sneed. Only took 3 seconds off the clock. So 2:44 left. Inbound pass to Mitchell. Mitchell driving, puts it up, misses. And a rebound taken by Sneed. Sneed gets it across half court. We're going to get, and Coach Jeff Jenkins going to call his first time out of the ball game. Didn't like what he was seeing out there. And so he's going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
All right, as we come back here, we've got 2:32 left to go in the game. Gwynn leading at 74-46 over Coastal Bend. This is the women's game, and then we got the men's game coming up next. Back to basketball after, well, really last night, with the weather situation in general, just kind of screwed everything up. And I know for the high school ranks, or Brenham and Burton both having to play tonight versus last night. And we'll try to get the roundup for you and have all that first thing in the morning on the KWHI morning show. And meanwhile, for Blinn, it's Steve with the basketball. Drives, puts a shot, misses, and rebound. And they're going to go outside. And a three-pointer by Chloe Williams. And Williams now with 7 points off the bench. And Blinn leads at 77-46. So a 31-point lead. Been just all Blinn. Ever since that first quarter, it's been all Blinn the rest of the way. And Mitchell with the basketball. Drives. Puts up a shot. Has it blocked by Samaya Mars in the game now. And in the corner to Davis. Now back around, and we got a three-pointer. It was deflected. Sneed over to try to go to Davis, and Davis and her and Mitchell take a tumble. Goes out of bounds, and I think they're going to say it was off of Mitchell. And so Blinn will retain possession with a minute 36 to go. And three-pointer, and there's blocked again. And that was on Twine, and so Chloe Williams is going to go to the line and shoot three. And for Twine, that's her first foul. And so Williams hits the first one. Hits the second one. And do we go for the trifecta here? And she nails all three. And for Chloe Williams, that's now 10 points on the night. And we're down to a minute and a half. Bucks lead at 80-46. And ball stolen away by Williams. Williams is going to put a floater up and in for two. And Chloe Williams with 12 points now. We're down to a minute 10 to go in the game. And Twine trying to find an open teammate. It's up in the hands of Perez. Puts up the shot, blocked out of bounds by Mariah Davis. Stops the clock with 58.1 seconds left. Just past the top of the hour, you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM, K269GU 101.7 FM in Brenham. And, of course, across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. Doug Brown with you from the Cruzy Center in Brenham with the Blinn Buccaneer women against Coastal Bend. Bucks leading at 82-46. We're down to 40 seconds left. Blinn with the basketball. And passes out to Chloe Williams. Williams going to put it up again. Misses. Ball is tipped, knocked around, and Twine comes away with it for Coastal Bend. And Twine driving, puts up the shot, blocked out of bounds by Phoenix Snead. And Coastal Bend will retain possession down to 19.4 seconds left to go in the game. And inbounds pass to Twine. Cougars, don't know if they might be just conceding, playing for the last shot here. Twine over and driving the lane. Puts up the shot and going to get a foul called. And Phoenix Snead with a foul. And Howard at the free throw line hits the first one. So we've got one more chance here. 5.8 seconds left on the clock, and she hits them both. Gives her 4 points on the night. Buck's just going to let it roll. And that is going to do it. Your final score, the Blinn Buccaneer women win this. The Blinn Buccaneer women win the first game of our doubleheader, 82-48, your final score. And that will, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the women's game and get ready for the men's game. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linke Welding. Visit KorthandLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Burnham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Burnham.
Represent your team with spirit wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Burnham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Burnham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
Hallwright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture, call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit EasyWellShed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
All right. Well, we started the doubleheader off on a good note today, or this evening, rather, as the Blinn Buccaneer women defeat Coastal Bend 80-47, your final score there. And leading scorers for the Bucks, J.C. Campbell with 22 points. And then also you had Taylor Spencer with 13 points, Chloe Williams and Mariah Davis with 12 points apiece. And leading scorer for Coastal Bend was Leanne Sanchez-Perez with 12 points, and Mahalia Twine with 9 points, Brianna Barnes with 8 points. And Blinn, didn't forget to mention, they won that fourth quarter there, 26-14. And so Blinn, after losing the first quarter, comes back and just dominates the last three quarters. to get the big 33-point win here tonight. And that's going to be a big confidence boost as they head into Saturday. In the meantime, we've got the Blinn Buccaneer men's game that is going to be coming up next. And we'll have that one for you as well. Let's see. They've got about 19 minutes. So looks like we're going to start about 5 minutes early at 7:25. So we're going to take a break, and we'll send you back to the studios for some music. And then when we're ready to resume here, we'll break back into programming. So stay with us. Blinn Buccaneer men's basketball on the way. In the meantime, this is Doug Brown returning you to the studios and the legend.